The English like tea. Foreigners may scoff. Marketing men may try to seduce with alternatives. But the English still carry on doggedly in their devotion to what they consider to be one of the few good things ever to come from elsewhere. While other people stiffen their sinews with something stronger, the English Constitution merely demands tea. They have imbued it with almost mystical curative and comforting qualities. In moments of crisis, as a remedy for shock, or just at a social gathering, someone will suggest tea. It is probably their only addiction. Tea to the average English man or woman usually means Indian tea. It is served with milk and sugar, and the folklore surrounding its preparation is prodigious. First, the teapot has to be heated. The tea, once made, has to be left to stand and brew, but not so long that it becomes stewed. Cold milk is poured into the bottom of each cup, and then tea is added either with the addition of water or, more normally, just as it comes, neat and strong. China tea is considered smarter, and preparation rituals are similar, but milk is always added after the tea if it is taken at all. A slice of lemon is often substituted. Sugar goes in last.